Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
It's the joint.
The Crab Feast, y'all.
Another Tuesday.
Another Crab Feast for that app. How you doing over there, Jay? You all right?
I got mercury poisoning, man.
He really might have mercury poisoning.
We got mercury poisoning, everybody.
First of all, the sprint in on the pitch, just so you know, on his pitch touch, he started off mic, literally steps, and then ran in.
He goes, what are you doing? He goes, you going to run into this? I'm like, I'm going to run into this pitch touch.
Ran right into that pitch touch and then touch pitches.
What's up, Sickle Cell?
Good to see you, Jay Larson.
Good to see you as well. Feasters, even though I'm suffering from mercury poison, it's good to be here with you. Jay Larson Comedy on Twitter, jlarsoncomedy.com, Jay Larson Comedy, Instagram, Facebook, name it, you got it. Couple dates here for you. I'm doing a Meltdown at Meltdown Comics on the 22nd, but on the 28th of this month, I'll be headlining Meltdown. I'll be doing about 45 minutes, new material. Kind of excited about it. So you can go online and get tickets now. They're only $5. So if you want to go, if you've never been to Meltdown, it's a great little intimate venue, and I'm really looking forward to it. So that's the 28th at Meltdown. Go to meltdowncomics.com or just Google it and pick up your ticks. Sickle?
That's fantastic. I am Ryan Sickler on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, ryansickler.com. You can go to ryansickler.com for all my in-town dates, which there are several for January. But the ones I want to promote right now are February 28th and March 1st. Yes, it's a little ways off, but sometimes you guys listen behind. Friday and Saturday, headlining the Flappers Yoo-Hoo Room, the small little one, come out. We're going to do an intimate little fun show. You'll probably see some Crab Feast faves. We'd like to say thank you to all of you who voted for the Crab Feast for the 2013 Stitcher Awards. We really appreciate it. A lot of you were hitting us up, letting us know you did, and we thank you for that. We'll let you know what we know when we know it. GoDaddy is sponsoring this episode of the Crab Feast, offering one newer transfer.com domain name for $1.99. Go to thecrabfeast.com and click the GoDaddy banner. And thecrabfeast.com is your Crab Feast destination.
That's that deal is Ron Huffendick approved, by the way.
100% Ron Huffendick approved. I couldn't even say it. Thecrabfeast.com. Get your merch. Hit up the Amazon link. All things comedy you can check out through there. The Facebook fan page is there. The iTunes page is there. You can hit a review on it. You can also listen on Stitcher.
Definitely can listen.
You know
to
where
Stitcher.
Else you can listen to?
You can. Hey, hey, mama said the way you zoom, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you zoom. I came in from
who said that in?
Irish 7285.
Irish 7285. That's a good one too.
You guys are the best. We love you. Glad to be here. Glad to be back with one of our favorites from the 31 podcast, Mr. Brant Tobler. Welcome back to
Crab Feast, Brant Tobler.
My favorite podcast. I'm back.
Well, you we're good. Is this not? This is your hat trick, is it not?
Third one. What number is this? 88.
I don't know. It comes out on Tuesday, as always.
I'll be
but I don't know.
I was 38, 58, 87. Oh. I thought it was going to be 88.
He knows his numbers.
Well, maybe we'll push it to like
we'll
98.
We'll push it. We'll
see how it goes.
No,
maybe it'll be like 98.
Never mind.
So you know how we do it here. Please plug away.
Brant Tobler on Twitter, BrantTobler. The podcast on Twitter is at 31 Podcast. If you haven't found the podcast, please find it. You can start at the beginning. Ryan and Jay are guests 1 and 2. We're up to 20. And it's great. So listen to the podcast, subscribe, do all. You guys know all the drill.
And if you're a new listener to the Crab Feast, go back and listen to Brant's 2 previous episodes because they were fantastic. In case you don't know,
yeah, they're great.
He's been into some stuff. How's Ron Huffendick, man?
Ronnie's good. I saw him at Christmas. I sent that picture to you guys. He sent love. He's still a little confused on what's going on because I put the sticker on his car.
Shut up.
And, So he has a
But you know it made that appraisal go up, though, yeah, yeah. right? You know oh. it made that appraisal
He's
go up.
He's driving the country in the with the Fuck the Crab Feast sticker on the back back bumper, and he was... I saw him. He waited for me to get to Wyoming, and we had dinner, and then he took off to Minnesota for...
just saw that fucking bumper sticker getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, he was driving off. And
he had to go to make an appraisal?
Was it into the night? Was it into the night?
Into the night.
Ron Hovendick drove off into the night?
He drove all night. Last time I talked to him, he was like in Omaha. I was like, I'm fucking stuck in Omaha, man. It's shitty here. I was like, well, I don't know why you were driving. And
I saw something online. Nebraska, Omaha was like negative, I don't know, it was just ice covered, negative 20 or something yeah. like that. Something crazy.
He had appraised that too. He said it was going to be up there around.
What is Hovendick? Is that German? What is that?
I have the worst last name ever. Maybe. I mean, if you ask my little sister, it's fucking they torture. Were
they kept right came over here as Huffin' Schwankenleg, and they're like,
your
Huffin'
sister Dick. Should be like the best female comedian with a name like Huffin' Dick.
She
had to build up thick skin on
it
that.
It is just
thick
torture.
Foreskin. Boom, Huffin' Dick.
My sister is sweetheart. She like works with mentally challenged people. Part of me thinks that's because they're probably the only people that don't make fun of her.
$20 said they're all in the back.
They're all ripping her. Yeah, big time. Like I'm Huffin' Dick.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised she didn't marry the first boyfriend she ever had just to get rid of it.
Just to dump that thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's the worst. So Ronnie, he drove up to Minnesota. Now he's down in like San Padre.
So where were you when you sent the pictures? Was that
we were in a bar in Wyoming, Uncle Charlie. So whenever I come home, there's like a big party. So everyone came out, and he loves one of the waitresses there. So he's like, "Do you fuck the waitress?" He always send me, "What happened with the waitress?"
He wants to live through your
yeah. He loves
Huffin' Dick
stories.
Wants to live through Tobler's dick.
He loves the story. So now he's like in San Padre Island doing some. He just rolls around.
That's Texas, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So. He's avoided the snow.
Well, if he ever has any concerns, I told Jay I gave Donna's kid a t-shirt, and he wears it to school, and it has the FTCF on the sleeve, and I told him to tell everyone it's Friends of the Crab Feast.
Yeah.
And my father-in-law wears the FTCF to the gym, and people ask him, he says, oh, it's Follow the Crab Feast.
Follow's fine, too.
That FedEx story was incredible, by the
crazy,
way.
Crazy, man.
The fans.
Crazy.
The Feasters are amazing. You that dude.
And they've been out. I got to give them credit. They came and saw me in Tacoma, and a bunch of them. Andy brought me a Bronco shirt.
Nice.
Brat came out. A bunch of people came out, and just we partied pretty good.
Well, they love what you do, man. I heard they said the set wasn't great, but listen, dude.
No.
Hey, it's what it is, you know?
They're great.
Said you had a Vanderjot jersey on.
No. Not yet.
Not only are you here to hang out and have a good time with us, but there is a specific story we really wanted you to tell off the top. And people who follow you on Twitter and saw what you did, I'm sure, would love to hear the behind the story of the story. So have at it.
Well, I tell you, it's kind of got me in trouble because I know I've said it on here. And
what do you mean kind? Every story that you you've gotten in trouble somewhere.
This podcast, because I always tell people I fucking live my life for fucking crappy stories now.
I see what you're saying.
So, you know, so like a month out, I posted on Facebook, I'm sneaking into the national championship game. I'm starting training now.
Training?
I just threw
what
it
was
out
the training
there, which
consist
was nothing. I'm just being a dumbass on Facebook. And, you know, it got like 100 likes. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna do this. And then...
The 100 was the benchmark, huh?
That's right. Then I was like,
listen, if it goes 100, I'm doing
it. It's a feast story. If you want me to do something, just like it a bunch. So I threw it out there. Then the day of the game, I was like, all right, I'm going to do this. But then I told my buddy Jeff Dye, who was with me, you know, and then, but then Jeff, the problem with Jeff is he likes to have a crew all the time. So he invited a bunch of people,
mm-hmm.
which is the worst thing for sneaking in. So I woke up.
It's the worst.
It's the anti of everything sneaking
so
in.
So I woke up that morning and I was like, I didn't know what I was going to do. And my buddy used to work.
So wait a minute. How close?
I just laugh right now. Like, hey, we're going to sneak in this game. All right, hang on a second.
Call 12 your close fans. Sean, <Perry. laughs>
Yeah.
Pick everybody up, get over here, we're gonna sneak in.
That's exactly what happened.
And for anyone listening that doesn't know, the Rose Bowl is where the national championship was, and I was just golfing
Florida
there.
Florida State Auburn.
I was golfing there like a week before, and they were prepping for the Rose Bowl game, and like it's like I don't know how many miles around the actual stadium that if you don't have any way to get in there, you're gonna just to park is a whole thing.
Yeah.
The stage is set up with it. Performing, there's everything going on.
And not only that, if you've never been to, when you, it's down in like a basin. So to get there, you spiral down the mountain to the bottom of this flat ground. And really, there's no, it's not like it's, it's sort of the, it's the opposite of Dodger Stadium. It's the opposite of Dodger Stadium. Dodger Stadium's up the damn hill. So there's no, like, you got to be in, you got to know what the fuck you're doing.
And
to sneak
you're committed.
In.
Once you're,
yeah, you, once you're in, you're in. Yes. Once you're down there, you're down there.
Yeah. So we parked and.
You take an RV or something with all those guys?
No. Fuck. We did take a carload of people. We fucking unload and we're walking around. And
now, did they all have tickets or
no,
everyone's
no one
trying
had tickets,
to sneak in?
But Jeff told him that, you know, Brant's good at sneaking people in. He got this. So.
And yeah, he's good for at least 20. Yeah. He's good for at least 20.
And what was the ticket value going on these prices? They were like six bills, right?
Yeah, they were expensive.
Okay.
But
so no one's going to be like, oh, yeah, I'll scoot over if you do get in.
Yeah. So the day of, I was like, I didn't know what I was going to do. And my buddy, my roommate, Andrew Slater, used to work for the Norm Macdonald Show. So we had like a laminate.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I need that for sure. So I got the laminate.
The sports show.
Yeah, just a laminate that would get him on like the lot at Comedy
right.
Central. And then I took my Cabo like black laminate. Which had no, it just said stand up deliver with a date from 2013, but I wore them around my neck. Which, by the way, gives you feel you feel
it does.
A lot of power.
Get my REO Speedwagon Lammy. Bring it out here, man. Get it off the wall, unmounted. We're gonna win that game.
It's behind glass, man.
Wearing a laminate gives you power. I could feel it coming throughout the day. I felt
barely
like,
a laminate and a safety vest are about all you fucking need to get into anything.
Well, and I had camouflage shorts, which I thought was a genius strategy. I was like, so I posted on Facebook in the morning. I'm like, camouflage shorts, Norm Macdonald, here we go.
And what vibe are you trying to give off? That like maybe you're a camera guy or something?
Yeah, I didn't know.
He's pro gun, but doesn't have one on him. So let him go.
I thought the camouflage was good for just being sneaky. Just my own stupid joke. And then Norm Macdonald's like, fuck it, we'll get in. So then I go to Jeff's and I find a lucky penny, which is always good. I'm very, the times during that Baltimore thing when I won that, every day I'd find like a lucky penny. And this is something I always do. And everyone thinks
it has to
stupid.
Be on heads.
No, I just pick it up.
Okay.
Then I rub the shit out of it. And then my head, I think about what I
and you
need
toss
it to
back.
Do. No, I keep
you catch and release.
No,
catch and release. Then it's no good.
You need it.
All right.
So then I get to Jeff's and he has four dudes with him, of course. And I'm like, well, fuck. So we drive to the Rose Bowl. We get there. We start tailgating a little bit. They're doing a big security meeting. There's like 30.
I saw that pic.
So I took a picture of the security guards. Like they're
what, in the lot?
No, yeah, they're like in a big huddle plotting.
Well, okay, hold on. So what time does the game start? Was it
the game
6
starts
p.m.?
At 5.
5 p.m.
So we
Pacific.
Go down there at like,
and what time are you getting there?
We get there at like 2.
Okay.
But we're just down there tailgating.
That's not terribly early. Yeah.
No, everyone.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be packed by then.
Packed
yeah.
down there. And I knew like Bert Kreischer and Segura, all those guys are down there, but you couldn't find
Segura
him.
Segura told me he's never hugged. How did he say it? He's like, I've never hugged strangers more in a more violent fashion in my life. He said he was just grabbing people and squeezing the shit out of strangers. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No,
so you're there two. You're
so
there 3 hours
there
early.
And we, you know,
where do you park?
We park on this golf course. Of fucking
way
far away.
Away
way
which
far
I played.
Which
on
they actually let you
before.
Park on the course. So
I
always thought that was odd.
I played that course. We were supposed to go play this other
you got
course.
Got ankle sprain, didn't you? And some Goodyear treads.
My buddy, we were gonna go play Malibu, which is more expensive. He goes, man, let's just like watch the keep the price down. We'll play Brookside. I'm like, all right, that's fine. Get to Brookside. I get there and I'm like, what's up? He's like, driving range is closed. I'm like, why? And he goes, you know, Rose Bowl. I'm like, oh, dude. And he goes, yeah. And the first hole's closed down and the second hole, we're teeing off from the 200-yard mark. I'm like, this is ridiculous. The whole time there are guys like, set up cotton candy stands and shit.
Oh, yeah, prepping
yeah,
all
everywhere.
Prep.
Like every hole you're on, there was something happening.
Hole 3's closed, we're going to put up a zipper.
So, yeah, we probably parked 2 miles away from the stadium, honestly. So you're walking through the tailgate and everything, and then, like I said, so then I see all the security guards. There's like 35 security guards in their vests, and they're in a huddle, and this guy's prepping them. So
what if they're all fake?
I wish. So I took a picture of them like an asshole, like they're plotting to stop me, but there's no way they're going to. I put it on.
But at this point, once you pass them, the numbers are in your fucking favor. It's not like a grip of them were out
there. Oh, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
That was just to get into like the ESPN party thing. So then we go, we tailgate, we drink with a bunch of Florida State guys.
Now, who are you rooting for?
I was rooting for Florida State, okay. For sure. And then, everything's fine, but then it's starting to get closer to game time, and now these four dudes with me are like, how are we going to get in this game? And I'm like,
and you still had no plan.
And I'm like, I don't know, man. Because my usual plan is, if you go to a dome, they have to let the smokers
Wait,
outside.
You have different plans for like facilities?
Well, every other game I snuck in the
You're right though. They have the smoke porch at like Staples, and if you can get up there, you've got a better shot at sliding in.
I snuck in the national championship game when it was Ohio State, Miami, or Ohio State, Florida, and Phoenix, and we snuck in like five deep. But it was there's a smokers lounge, so they have there's like an in and out that they have. So there's usually just one dude sitting in a chair letting people come in and out. But the Rose Bowl, I didn't even think about that. It's outside, and then there's 30-foot gate, so there is no smokers. So I'm like, they keep looking at me like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I was like, I don't know what we're going to do, to be honest. And then, so we go up there, and then...
But I'm going to go over here and take a piss real quick. I'll see y'all in about 3 hours.
And then, and like, none of my phone's working. My phone's not working at all, so I couldn't even, like, the guys I knew inside, get them to, like, bring out ticket stubs or any of that kind of thing. So now it gets to be 5 o'clock. We walk up towards the front. There's a bunch of scalpers out there actually that couldn't sell the tickets. Just the worst black guys in the world. Just I don't know if you ever dealt with scalpers. They're just a fucking
Sangle, man.
Sangle.
Yeah. And I only say that because they're always black guys. It's never. I've been to Springsteen, James Taylor. Doesn't matter. They're always just black guys. You don't know
black
about
guys
money.
Selling Celine
just
Dion
talking
tickets.
Shit to me. You ain't got no money. Get out of here. I'm like, the game's about to start. I'm not paying full. So we're
fuck you and your Heinz Ward jersey, man.
Yeah. So we're arguing back and forth with these fucking scalpers.
What they want? They wanted above face.
Nah, they even wanted face, but the game was kicking off. We're like,
what was face value on those tickets? Did you even look? I just would have been curious.
Well, the ones where I end up sitting, mine were like I think $475
face.
Yeah.
Damn.
But you could. They're like.
Maybe, and have you ever been to any game at the Rose Bowl?
I've been in the national championship game.
Which one?
Like 9 years ago or 10 years ago with Richard and Tony Jones. Yeah. I think it was Ohio State. I don't remember. It wasn't, you know, we took a limo and shit. It was awesome.
Yeah. Was it the Miami one? Ohio State Miami?
I think that's, didn't the dude run one back? Miami won that one, maybe?
Miami did win, I think. Was that the crazy McGahee one?
No, that one was in Phoenix.
Was it?
I don't know.
So if you've never been to the Rose Bowl is college seating. You are on fucking top of each other. Physically on top of each other.
Yeah, it's shitty. 100,000 people.
100,000, yeah.
So we go up there and we're like, so we're dealing with these scalpers, just the worst. And Jeff goes over to one of the gate guys, like, we'll give you $100 to let 5 of us in. He's like, no, I can't do that, of course. So now it's like the game's kicked off. You can hear it's about maybe 3 or 4 minutes into the first quarter. And it's starting to get cold, and these guys are like kind of giving up, and we're like, man, fuck, you know? And we got a long ass.
Too cold, let's head back. It 60? Like you're trying to like take down a gate in like 18th century.
Wind chill's 58 though, man. It's cold.
So, and we got a long ass walk back to the thing, so.
Yeah, let's listen to what you said. Like they're all going to get a redwood together, try to ram this.
That's what I'm saying. You're like, I would get 30, because he set up 30 foot gates, secured, you know, there's 30 men to get by.
Yeah, so the dream was getting crushed. And so they're like, you want to go back to the car? We'll just go to bar. And I'm like, yeah. But then in my head, I'm like, man, I talked all this shit on Facebook. I mocked the security guards, all these people. And I'm like, I'm a loser, man. I fucked this up, right? I should have just gone off on my own.
Be honest, if you didn't get in, you probably won't be on today. You probably be episode 88.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't.
You'd be episode 88 at least.
It's not really a crappy story if you don't get in. So I'm like, well, fuck it. So then I'm just walking back and I'm kind of like defeated. Well, we're walking by the paramedics. And there's a fireman sitting.
I started choking.
I put one of them in a sleeper hold dressed in his outfit.
There's signs of lambs and shit.
There's a paramedic sitting in a golf cart. And as we're walking by, one of the dudes with me is Gordon Ramsay's like personal assistant. So
I was hoping you'd say personal chef.
He doesn't
that's
even
what
his own
I
stuff.
I was going to say.
The real brains behind the secret operation. This little 5'2" Asian guy with me is a secret. So my buddy JC, so the paramedic knows him, and they, you know, and he's like, JC, and they start talking. All of a sudden, the paramedic's like, what are you guys doing? And JC's like, we were going to try to sneak in. And the paramedic's like, we just had someone come by and give us 4 free tickets.
Bullshit.
So I'm like, holy shit. He goes, let me call, see if we can get them.
But there's 5 of you, so one of you get on the gurney. We'll wheel you in. You all sneak out the
back. At that point, I was like, I just got to get in and show I got in so I don't
look
like...
So what are they? They're just stationed in the parking lot for anyone that has any trouble out there. They're waiting on a call.
Just sitting right by the front gate, just waiting there. So he goes, someone just dropped off 4 tickets. Let me call and see where they're at. I'll see if we can get them. So he gets on the phone, and he steps away for a minute, and he calls, and he's like, And I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to fucking make it. I'm not going to look like I didn't make it. So he steps away and he calls and he comes back. He's like, sorry, dudes.
You know, I was going to say, I mean, those had to go quick.
They went quick. And I'm like, so then I'm like, man, fuck, that was like my one shot. But then he goes, you know what? Let me go in there, man. I bet you I can get you some tickets. And I'm like, holy shit.
This guy's just a paramedic working.
Yeah. Now I'm going to get in, right? And he's like,
he wants to be part of it.
Yeah.
Man.
And I'm like, well, fuck, if a paramedic.
He's like, you're going to tell us on the craft feast, right?
They're going to give.
And the one on the bumper, the ambulance.
They're going to give a paramedic the fucking. You know, they're going to hook these guys up, firefighters.
Right, the guy that can save your fucking life if some shit goes bad. Like, yeah, there's some upper decks, man.
So now I'm like, so now I got reason to believe again. And then I start getting phone.
Reason. To believe again. He's so dramatic.
I wanted to get in. It was very dramatic for me.
It's the dude stepping on your throat and there's the air just going out and all of a sudden you look over and there's like a fucking candelabra.
You're like, I got this.
Take you in the knee, son of a bitch. I'm gonna fuck your shit up.
So now I'm like, fuck, I can make it, right? So and then as I'm sitting, so I'm sitting in the golf cart waiting. Well, I finally start getting service again.
In the golf
cart. I was tired. We walked around. Bro.
Someone's like, my friend's choking. Like, listen, I'm just hanging out here.
You guys got any granola over here?
But I'm sitting in the golf cart, and then my phone starts working again. So then all my friends that have been following on Facebook and Twitter, I get like 20 texts like, are you in? Did you make it? Are you in? Because the game's already started. And in my head, I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to get in, and I'm going to fucking make it. This is going to happen. Because the paramedic's in there for, like, 15 minutes, so the longer he's in there, I'm like,
oh, somebody died. Three people died.
He's probably giving CPR to someone in section
then
six.
Then taking their ticket.
No one cares about that. It was important.
Heart just shocking him with that. Claire,
can you flatline?
Get that ticket.
Grab
that
ticket.
So after, like, 15 minutes, I'm like, oh, he's going to bring out tickets for sure. And I'm texting people like, I think I'm in. Of course,
couldn't get you tickets, guys, but here's some pizza. Yeah.
He comes out, and he's like, nah, man, the guy was...
Damn.
I went to the CFO, and he's like...
The
you know,
CFO?
Of what?
The of CFO? Whatever, the Rose Bowl committee or some shit. This is what he told us. So he comes out, he goes, I went to the head guy, and he couldn't... He's like, if you'd have told me earlier, I'd have hooked you up, of course, but I can't do anything. So I'm like... So now I'm defeated again. I'm just sitting there in the golf cart.
No hope.
Defeated.
No hope left.
So then I just tell myself...
That fucking dude has shin guards on, man. Candelabra didn't do shit. He's still on your throat.
I tell myself, because I know we're walking to the car now, I'm like, fuck it. The next gate, I'm just going for it. This is it. I gotta go for it. This is my
gonna
only,
rush it.
This is my only shot. I gotta fucking.
It's like when
go
you're at a bar and you want to meet a chick, and every chick you've looked at, you felt vibe, and you didn't do shit. And then finally, like, I'm just gonna go talk to this.
I'm just
chick.
Gonna go. And then I was like, if
but,
I go and
but
I
but aren't
get
they
in,
doing the like barcode scan
yeah,
shit?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. You have to.
And
go,
is it turnstile as well? So
yep. So you right. have to go through a
security.
A security to like pat you down, and then which I watched.
But you don't have to have a ticket.
You don't
for
have
that.
To get to that. Then
you can just go
get
a free pat down
to the front. So I tell myself, I'm like, we you know.
Wait, you're going to say you watched? So like you already saw this?
Yeah,
going
yeah I've been watching to see okay. what was going on. So I'm like, but then I'm like, fuck
we
it.
We call that surveillance.
I just tell myself, fuck it. The next gate, I'm just going for it, whatever.
With
right?
or without the other?
No, so I'm like, fuck these guys. So no offense, guys.
He's rogue now.
So they're like,
he's going rogue.
I'm the one talking all this shit on social media. I got to back it up. So I'm like, so we start
walking.
I didn't
put on these camo shorts for nothing.
So we start walking, and they're ahead of me, and I'm looking down at my phone, and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to do it. So we come around the corner, and there's these two huge gates, not like the gates you'd go through turnstiles, like what you'd drive a fire truck through, right? And there's like a Mexican.
I know what you're talking about.
I know what he's talking about.
That's where they're bringing in the,
yeah,
freaking,
the castle gates.
The pyrotechnics for the Metallica yeah, yeah. gig. They're
get
like,
the dragon!
So there's a... And there's a Mexican security guard, and he's talking to like this black couple, and then as I'm walking over, this other white dude that's trying to sneak in comes up.
God, it's very multicultural in
yeah.
this little pocket here.
And there's a so they've
got an Asian in here with us now. Everybody's
no,
in
no,
it.
No,
oh,
Asian.
He's gone.
They bought
I thought
tickets.
The, I
they
thought,
bought
tickets. Okay,
he's
right,
back
right,
there
right,
at
right,
the go-kart.
So I just walk over these big ass gates and I open up the gate like with the latch and I open it up and then the other white dude's like, what are you doing? I open it up and I just walk.
And you don't know this other white guy?
No. And my friends are like ahead of me and they turn around to look kind of see what's going on and as it's happening, I see them watching.
They just look back and see.
And I fucking, I open this big ass gate and I just, you know.
Was
I,
it heavy?
Yeah, it was like a big gate and mm-hmm. I open it and I just slide in and then I shut it behind me.
You shut out that other dude?
Yeah, shut it right behind me. And as I'm doing that, the security guard that's talking to this black couple is like looking at us, and I think this black couple is trying to get in. So then he goes, hey, where are you going? And I just like, hey, I'm with the show, and I pull up my Norm badge, and I stick it right in his face. Like, I'm in the sports show. I point because it says Norm Macdonald Sports Show on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm with the sports show. I'm in the sports show. And he just looks at me, and I'm like, I got to go. I'm with the show.
That's the best. When you, anytime you can be like, hey, man, this is urgent. Yeah. People are going to
back. You going to let these black people in, you're going to let me go, man. I got a lammy.
And I didn't stop moving. So, and I think he had to deal with the black people because I didn't stop moving. I keep walking. And as I'm walking, I take like two more steps. And the black dude just goes, that white boy just walked right in this motherfucker.
Shut up.
I swear to God, he said it.
Who's getting racial? He's getting racist. Yeah, right. Why'd he make it racist?
That white boy just walked right in this motherfucker. He said it so loud. And I got like a little smile on my face. And I'm walking. I just pick up my pace. And like a Usual Suspects, I just turn right and I'm fucking gone into the crowd, right? So then I'm gone into the crowd and I'm in. I'm
Are
like,
you just euphoric at this point?
I did it. I did it. And I fucking, so then I keep walking.
Got a hot dog right away.
And then my friends are walking like,
now they're in?
No, they're all out. Okay. So they're walking outside. They can see through the gate and they see me and they're like cheering. And then I call Jeff. I'm like, if you guys want to try this pass or whatever, I'll slide it through to the fence or whatever. And he's like, we'll just wait and see. So then I'm like, fuck it, man, I'm in, you know, and I go get a beer, and I'm like, what do I do now? Because I want to watch the game. Mm-hmm. So then I
Where are you going to watch from?
So that's exactly what I didn't know what I was going to do. So I walked through like the floor.
Did they sell tickets sectioned off one half side?
Yeah.
Mostly Auburn.
It was
one
pretty
half.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Corner
and what
to
side
corner.
Did you enter on?
So I entered on the Florida State side because I was hoping to see like Burt or Segura or someone. But when I snuck into the game in Green Bay and the Hail Mary game in Seattle, I snuck into that game. And what I would do is I go to the handicap spots right there. So I go into the Florida State side, and there's a handicap spot, and there's a dude there. And I go, hey, is anyone sitting here? And he was like, no, but they'll kick you right out. And I was like, well, let me try it. So I sit down for a second. They kick me right out. So now I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So then there was a comic I was tailgating.
And there's not a seat in sight.
No, not a seat in sight. There's a comic I was tailgating with out there. There's two comics. One's name's Brendan Gleason, and one's name's Law Smith. One's a diehard Auburn fan. One's a diehard Florida State fan. He texts me. He's like, did you make it in? I was like, yeah, I'm in. Is there any seats by you? And he goes, yeah, come to Section 5. So I go. I get a beer. I still have beer. I go to
Standing
Section 5.
Standing in front of Law! Where you at, man?
So I go to Section 5, and I go, I'm here. Where do I go? And he literally goes, you know, go to row 35, seat 110 or something. And I went up, and he had a seat right next to him. No one was sitting
Shut
in.
Shut Come
so
on,
I
dude.
Go down the aisle, and I'm sitting.
And what is it, midway through the first quarter now?
It's the second quarter. I got there right before they ran the fake punt.
Okay.
So I'm there like about middle of the second quarter. I'm on the Auburn side, and then I'd never met Law Smith. He lives in Tampa now, but he's an Auburn fan, and I was rooting for Florida State.
Well, here's your chance to say hello to him again.
Law Smith, get out of here! God damn it!
And then Brendan's a Florida State fan, so then we sat right there, and then the people, there's like a kind of chubby old lady to the left of me. And she had like her cane resting on the chair. Mm-hmm. And I think she was kind of mad. I didn't know if it was her seat or not. And I was like, so then I get to the seat and I just tap her on the shoulder. I'm like, don't worry. I'm good luck. I'm here. I'm with you, Florida State.
Oh, she was Florida State?
Yeah.
Oh,
just nice. Just trying to like be friends with her. And then, and I had on my Jamarcus Russell shirt. So all the dudes behind me are just screaming, Jamarcus Russell, just fucking all these weird Raider fans. So then I got in and then I was in the pocket and just fucking watched the whole game. Whole game was amazing. Jeff and those guys never got in, so they left. And then
what'd they do? Where'd they go?
He texts me. He's like, the text I got is like, I'm so proud of you. We went to this shitty bar with no chicks, and my car got towed. I was like,
shut up.
I was like, I don't want to be a dick.
Should've just left that shit parked at the Rose Bowl.
I'm 35. I'm at the 35 yard line, 35 rows up. Fucking incredible. So the game ends, and I'm like, holy shit. And I'm, you know, the finish is crazy. And then I'm like, all right, what am I going to do? And I tell Brendan, he's like, what are you doing? I was like, I got to go back to Hollywood. I was like, I got to get on the bus. And he's like, we got a party bus. And I was like, party bus?
Shut up.
I like to party. He's like, come on, you can roll with us. There's a stop. It stops in Hollywood. It stops downtown Hollywood and Santa Monica. So I'm like, yes. So I get on this bus after.
Are they all people they know, or is this like something you sign up for?
Yeah, they had set it all up. And then one dude that ran it was like, he was kind of a dickhead to me because I guess he didn't know me. Because then I get on the bus. And
you he guess
was,
he didn't?
Well, he didn't know me, obviously. But I mean, I wouldn't just walk on some random bus. So he's like,
oh, I know. You just walk into some random football game. I'm pretty sure you'd walk into a random bus.
So he was like, you got to pay $45 or whatever. And Brendan, and they were like, we got it. Don't worry about it. So then I got to get on this bus, and it was like 50 people, huge bus.
He was the treasurer, who he was.
Yeah.
I'd say the fuck he was on that bus. Like,
two stripper poles. It's going to be $45. And it was like 50. It was Law was the only Auburn fan, and this other chick that passed out, Auburn fan, didn't even make it in the game, was just laying on the couch on the bus.
Probably her seat, man.
And then 48.
Probably sat in her seat.
Probably was her seat.
And then 48 Florida State fan, just fucking hot chicks. This, you ever watch The Real World Road Rules? You ever watch that show?
Not like recently.
Anyway, yeah. This chick, Diem, who was fucking like the hottest chick, and she's just dancing on the stripper pole. So then to top it all off, I had a party bus all the way back to Hollywood.
Yeah,
didn't have to deal with any traffic.
Yeah, you did.
Drank all this dude's beer because he's being a dick to me about the $45. Got dropped off by the Comedy Store.
Went and did 10.
No, I walked home and I was so happy, and I was fucking, this is what made my roommates laugh so hard. I was so happy. I was literally just walking down the street just like fucking throwing my finger up in the air like Namath. Like, I fucking did it. Got by my house and I was like, fuck.
Thanks for making it Namath of all the fucking athletes.
Oh, sorry.
That's 69 Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I went to Ralph's and bought fucking, I don't know why I was craving it, but I bought just a big ass slab of ribs and a big bag of Funyuns and a cherry Coke, and I went home and just celebrated at like 2 in the morning, just fucking walking.
I love that celebration.
Walking down the street going, ribs and Funyuns, motherfucker. Woo! Just screaming as I'm walking down my street.
Give me the big bag of Funyuns.
Cooked a big old slab of ribs and ate it, and just fucking, I was so happy. Because I made it, and I didn't. It looked,
you know,
like
what?
I was going to make it.
That's a great story.
Man, that's awesome.
And every turn, just when you thought, man,
looks
like you did kill the guy stepping on your throat, man.
I was going to be upset if you got given tickets and that was going to be the story.
No, no.
The fact that the original game plan before Die comes in with his crew, and you got it. Dude, that's fucking dope.
It was cool, man.
You got to see a fucking sick game, too. It wasn't a big blowout and a boring game.
Amazing seats. And my friends were like, that were there were like, where are you at? And I text them my seat, and they're like, my friends have paid. My buddy Dave Williamson paid $100 to get into a lottery before the SEC championship game or whatever, just in case Auburn got it there, so then he could possibly buy tickets.
He paid $200 to get into my back room today. Dave Williamson, get your ass out here, man.
Tell us about $300 now.
But I felt bad. He was like fucking 300 rows up, and I'm sitting there fucking with prime seat. So,
and you told me too, you've been seeing the chick with the cane. It's going well. Yeah.
Can she get out here?
Nah, man.
Oh, you didn't bring her for me?
We'll announce her, but it's going to take her a minute to get out here. Dude, that's epic. You know what, too? I'm a firm believer. I think I've said this before. Just the idea. I mean, I know it's a trivial thing, just sneak into a game, but when you put those positive thoughts and you keep thinking, like, this is when it's going to happen, and when you just take a leap of faith, which you did.
Or lift a fence.
No, I'm saying, like, going and just being like, well, let's see what happens. Then you got the party bus home. It's just epic, dude.
It all. I agree with that more now, because I did what you guys said about write out your goals for the year, and I just feel so better about it this year. And I wrote this thing on Facebook, and I was like, I know it's dumb, I just snuck into a fucking game, but having everyone write on here like believing in me in some weird way also like made me believe I could do it. Also made me like, if I don't do it, I'm look like a douche.
Yeah.
Talked all this shit, but
when your back's against the wall, man,
it was fucking, it was a miracle. Like I always say, I'm the luckiest fucking person. It just all worked out sometimes.
You're like a lucky degenerate.
That lucky penny came through.
Yeah, you're a lucky penny. That's exactly what the fuck
I
you
really
are, Brandon.
Nobody wants them.
You're
you
a lucky.
You find them.
Your dad tried to throw your ass away, but just like, I'm still here, motherfucker, and I'm lucky.
When my buddy got married in New Orleans, and at the rehearsal dinner, they had it like this, like hotel had like a little like gallery, you know, and they had like hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that, and some speeches, and then we all went to the hotel bar afterwards, and like some of the you know, parents and aunts and uncles, they left, but we were all going to go to a show, you know, you're in New Orleans, going to go check some music, and I look at my buddy Jordan, who's getting married, and I'm like, dude, there's like 35 of us, like, what are we going to do? He's like, we're all just going to hop cabs. He goes, yeah, man, we'll just all hop cabs, and we'll just meet up over there. And I'm like, all right. So it's 9:30. We walk outside, and we're just about to like get everyone together and start hailing cabs. And the best man, a party bus, literally turns onto the street, and the best man just walks the middle of the street with the hand out like, yield. Guy opens the door, gets in. He's like, how about $100? We get you for an hour, because the guy like had just dropped people off, so he's just like finding a place to like chill out for a while. hopped in the party bus. We got a bottle of Kettle, a bottle of Jack, and like a case of Corona, and drove around for an hour and just danced and sang and drank, and then got dropped off at the spot.
So awesome.
Nothing better than a spur of the moment party bus.
That's the one thing.
I mean, when is that ever going to happen again?
Well, I mean, you will it, man. If you will it,
you got to stay ready for shit like that, man.
I'm really starting to think that if you think it. It was crazy. And I always thought party buses were like, oh, that's for fucking dumbasses in Vegas. And then I got on there. I fucking had so much
fun. You have
fun. Everything
right there. Anything you need.
Everything.
Drinking, girls, music's blaring, everyone's singing. It was like, I was like fucking, because that was one of the things, my roommate, I was like, you want to come sneak into this game? He's like, man, I don't want to fuck with that traffic. And I was like, it'll be bad, but if we get in, it'll be good. But then I told him, there was no traffic. I got on the bus, and I was
really?
In a wonderland. I don't know if there was.
It was
not.
A wonderland. Yeah.
Of course you don't. Time stopped. Yeah. I was just in, like, it was like a fucking senior prom with all these hot Florida State chicks that were so happy they won. And we were just drinking, singing. It was like, it was a fucking miracle.
Me and this is where, like, what I thought.
It's like it's like his Lake Placid, man.
Yeah, I need it out
sure
my.
Is.
Do you believe in miracles?
When you were saying that you had the badge and you hurried up. This is one time. So there's a Santa Monica Place Mall. Have you been to that new mall? It's like an outdoor mall.
Yeah.
So when they put it up, Kate and I got to dinner with this other couple, and afterwards we wanted to go check out the mall just because, you know, just see what it's all about. But they had it all closed off. Nobody could go in because it was like 10 o'clock at night. And we're like, why can't we get in? They had like gates up. And the guy's like, no one's allowed in. We're like, it's a public mall. And he goes, no. He goes, it's not because of X. We're like, all right, whatever. But they were like, the grand opening was the next day and they were putting up a huge show. So these guys were just all unloading speakers and all this stuff. So me and Rich grabbed a speaker. The two of us carried it, went right by the guys, and Kate and Rachel, they just snuck right in, boom, in. Like, just grab it. Look like busy work.
It's so awesome.
Yeah, it's the best.
Sneaking in, it's just the best. Well, especially when I knew what those guys paid for their tickets, I was just sitting there like, oh, this is the greatest. Like,
and the fact that there was a seat right there.
That was like a miracle. Well, I snuck into the Tebow. A
lot of miracles that day.
A lot of miracles, man.
I snuck into the Tebow when the height of Tebow mania, Broncos were playing the Patriots. I snuck in that game before... Which is probably the best sneaking I ever did because I got in before the kickoff.
How'd you get into that one?
I just went up to the guy at the front and I was like, my friend's in there. He has a ticket, but I can't call him because the cell service is so bad. I know where his seats are at. If you just bring me up there, he'll give me a ticket. So then I assumed that once I got up there, he would just show a ticket and we'd be fine. So they had this guy, you know, from the front gate take me, and my buddy's seats were in the upper deck.
Talk about taking advantage of goodwill.
Seriously.
Yeah. Walk me all the way up there. And at any point, because we're just in the crowd.
At any point, you could have sprint
just
away.
Yeah, yeah, I could have just taken off. But
you ain't around running this walkie-talkie, motherfucker.
Over and C. He's headed towards C.
He's on the Jumbotron. They got a camera on him.
So we made it up there. We walked all the way to the seats. Then I got to the seats, and my buddy wasn't there. He was fucking getting beer, so we came back down, and then so we had to wait by where you come in. So then my buddy sees me.
The tunnel.
Yeah, and then I'm like, hey, you got that ticket? You know, the guy believes me, so I thought we could just.
The guy believes me! This guy really believes the shit I told him. I already forgot.
I thought we could just show the ticket, and then when he showed the ticket, the guy had his gun, like the
zap it.
Oh. So, but we're already in the upper deck, so then he tries to zap it, it won't work, and he tries to zap it again, and I just look at him, and I'm like, it's about to kick off. Like, can we go in there? I want to watch kickoff. Can we go in there? And the guy's just like, yeah, fuck it. And then I got in. And then that day.
Where'd you sit that day?
And then that day I text my other friends and they were like, there's a seat like directly in front of us. So I got to sit with my other friends. Not as lucky as I was this time, but I literally was like.
Turn around, high fives. Turn around, high fives.
In a fucking most sold out game of the year. I mean, that's when the Patriots beat Tebow's ass, but it was fucking. It was crazy that. You just got lucky that someone I could sit with my friends because being in a game and not being able to sit, then that's kind of shitty when you're just walking around and getting kicked out of seats over and over is so miserable. But
what was your first sneak in?
The first I used to sneak in back when I lived in Frontier.
It was
Cheyenne.
A bingo hall.
One of the biggest mistakes ever. We used to just make. You could just make laminates. Bingo hall.
What?
We used to make laminates and you know. It's just easy, especially where I'm from in Wyoming. There's not that much security.
Well, that was the secret when I interned in college was have a laminate, and you just go anywhere. And I used that for a couple things after, too. That's just if it looked professional and you pull that shit and you can get away with it, you can get away with it.
I snuck into a lot of shit. It was easy back then, but then the one time I really fucked up, because, of course, in any scam, if you get greedy, that's when you always get in trouble. And we wanted to go see Don McLean sing American Pie, and that's the only really song we knew. But we... I was like, we're going to fucking get backstage, which we knew we could do, but I was like, we are going to get on stage for fucking American Pie. It's going to be epic.
On stage.
Jesus. Yeah. So we made
the goals.
We
man.
Made these great passes and everything, and we made it backstage, and we were literally like 5 feet from the front of the stage. We could have just enjoyed the concert, but I had to like try to push it. So right before, you know, he's like giving the intro, you know, he's going to play American
Pie.
Wait,
where were the laminates that you got in with?
They were all Access Coors, because Coors was like the big sponsor. So we would just... We would just take my buddy. He owns. We just saw his, and then my buddy's a really good graphic artist. If you have a good graphic artist, you can sneak into anything.
Yeah.
So he made these, and we put all Access on them. And then, so then when American Pie was about to start, I was like, "Come on, let's go for it!" And then we went for it, and then we got, of course, got in big trouble, and we spent the whole.
What is go for it? Like, would you?
I said, "Let's go walk up these stairs and go on stage."
And where did they get you on the steps?
You know, like the back part where the artist comes up to, yeah. like by the back of the drums. I don't know what we thought we were gonna do. So then we go for it, and
I grabbed a flute.
I was like, "I'm with the band, man!
All Access, man!"
And they of course stop us, and we. So then we spend the whole fucking song arguing with security, don't even get to enjoy American Pie, reason we were there. Man. That's why I learned my lesson, never fucking, don't be greedy.
Never
just
push
sit.
It.
Just
yeah.
drink the free beer and sit in front and fucking, but that was the worst. But if you have a graphic artist, I'm telling you guys out there.
Life before, that's Brant Tobler's rule number one to sneaking in.
Photoshop,
get a good graphic artist.
And camo
shorts.
You
Photoshop tickets, you can Photoshop betting tickets, you can do a lot.
That's true.
I mean, I've gotten the tickets through like StubHub and Ticketmaster and shit where you print them out at home. And when I get them, I'm like, this can't be fucking legit. It's
scary.
And then you go and it's like, skadoop. And so I'm like, that shit's real right there. I really do feel like
it's where you can get pinched.
But you could just like, if you get on the internet and you just Google like a pass for like, let's say a band, you could easily go to like Kinko's and make one of those. It's fucking. Yeah. You can do whatever you want and just put all Access on it. The other day we went to my buddy's lead singer, The Killer. So he left his passes that were all Access, and my buddy was like, and we never had all Access. So I was like, once we got that, I was like, we could do whatever the fuck we want. He's like, no, we can't. I'm like, watch this. And we went up to the first security guard, and there was like a ticketed area, and they're like, you can't be down here. And I just pointed at it, and the lady was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that we fucking found the secret bar.
Apologized
to us. We found
that's
the secret
all Access
bar with
it.
Fucking Pau Gasol. We walked right side stage, fucking The Killers. I could have walked on stage at any time.
Why didn't you there, man?
Huh? Well, I don't want. He's my friend. He'd punch me. He'd be mad at me. It's not a prank when it's my. He actually gave me the passes. But if you're ever gonna make a pass, just put all Access on it because he could do whatever
not?
The fuck.
Yeah.
If you're gonna go for right. it, go big, man. Go no one wants it. To sit in the rafters.
Backstage only or some shit like that.
Yeah, that was the problem. People were talking shit to me. Why don't you get on the field? I'm like, I was just happy to get in the national.
Why don't you get on the field? Why don't you run one back, man?
Yeah.
Final kickoff. You come in and take it. Wait, you said there was a secret bar at The Killers?
Well, there's a secret bar in the. Not the Forum.
Staples?
Not Staples, the other one. Right by USC.
Where the Clippers used to play.
LA Event, the arena. Sports arena.
Sports arena.
Yeah,
LA
there was like
sports
a secret
arena,
bar
yeah.
side stage for like all the sub. I think it's just for like an LA game. So we went in there and fucking, I was like, oh shit, that's Pau Gasol. And then we felt nervous. But then once we got over it, we're like, we have all Access. We do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, Pau.
Take that, security guard.
How about that?
Dude, that's tight, man. I wish I'd snuck into one game. That's it. I was snuck in the Celtics game after Sox won the opening day, and we're watching it. The Grand Slam. Mo Vaughn hit a home run off the foul pole, and then my buddy was like watching the Celtics game. He goes, "If the Celtics go to OT, let's go sneak in." And I was like, "All right." And we go to the Garden, and everyone's coming out, you know, and where they were coming out, we just went right in. Went up the escalators the wrong way, so we're like fucking chugging up the escalators, and then just snuck down to second row behind the basket and watched the Celts win. And then got on the court afterwards, got pictures with Cedric Maxwell.
Got on the court.
That's awesome.
We got photos of all of us on the court because we just waited till everyone filed out. We got out there just snapping photos. It was the best.
That's awesome.
And you said you had a good New Year's?
No, I had an awful New Year's. You guys have good New Year's?
Mine was different. I
heard you talk about yours.
Yeah, a little 911 call. It's just sort of like that adrenaline rush just made everybody tired as fuck after it was over.
I bet. What about you?
Mine was chill. We just went up to Santa Barbara, got a hotel.
I wish. That's what I realized.
Yeah, what'd you do?
You got to have a girlfriend for New Year's. New Year's is a relationship holiday,
I hate New Year's. You know,
I hate it, too.
I bartended every single New Year's. That was like my money night, and I used to love it because you'd be behind the bar, and everyone's on the other side fighting for drinks, and you got space, and then it like 11:58 everybody's trying to get a drink. And as soon as like 11:59 and 45 seconds hits, I'm like, we're done. Just enjoy the ball drop. And then I pour a drink, and it's usually me and Tony Jones, and we just have a drink together back there, and then go back. And yeah, you'd be burning all night, but then at the end of the night, you'd have mad money.
Yeah, start
and
the
you're
year
just like, boom, it'd be 1 in the morning. The bar we were at was closed at 1.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it'd be 1, we'd be done. We'd get out of there like 1:15, 1:30, and then go to a party, and then just drink and be like, I'm sitting on money, and now I'm chilling. So,
yeah, I never have a good New Year's. That's one of my goals for this year, is to either to have a party with the people I want to be or set up a show. Because you know, your shows are usually like a jackpot.
Yeah, of course. Well, I've never done stand-up on New Year's. I've always bartended. The one that I left went to a party. Our buddy Mike had just got a Cadillac. He got a Cadillac, right? So it was like a high school. It was this is I don't know, 8-9 years ago, but it was like a high school party because he had the Cadillac, right? And he had the doors open and was playing music out of it. And I knew he had got it, but like this was like he was showing all of his friends, and everyone was calling him Cadillac.
What
Mike.
Kind of Cadillac?
I don't know, like one of those like STS, is that one of their models? I don't remember, but they were calling him Cadillac Mike. Everyone was like, Cadillac Mike, let's see it. And he's like cranking the music. It was hilarious. It was a good time.
Yeah, I hate New Year's. So mine was shitty. So Jeff calls me up, and then he's like, let's just get shitty suits and roll out. And I have
Are you
this,
in L.A.?
Yeah, we're in L.A., right in middle Hollywood. And I have this denim suit that my sister bought me for like $2 from a thrift store. It's really cool, like a 70s Levi one. But I always wear it, and I think
I
it's
saw the
fun.
Pic.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like, we'll get shitty suits, and we'll roll out. So I'm like, all right, I put on this. I put on a goofy shirt. These two motherfuckers show up in like nice suits. If you're going to do shitty suits, you all got to do it. I mean, and these two are like really good looking dudes. So I'm in a fucking baseball cap and a denim suit. And so we go.
Denim.
Yeah. So we go to.
Beyond these, D, man.
We go to these chicks' house. There's these chicks that are like across the street. So that I knew. They're like, come over, we'll have drinks. We go over and have drinks with these girls. And they're. So they talk us into going to Jones. Like,
I like Jones.
Jones is a great bar.
Jones is a great bar.
We didn't want to hang out with them, but we're like, all right, we'll go with them. We're drinking with them, and we're eating all this food. And
well, also, I mean, from my old single days, a good way to get girls is to be with girls.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Ain't.
So we walked down to Jones with these chicks.
Or a dog.
Well, and then these chicks just turn into fucking awful bitches, man. Just stupid bitches. And one of my, probably the favorite part of the night, so it's like 10:45, and there's three of them and three of us. And I think they're like thinking, well, I'll kiss at midnight and shit. And me and Jeff just start getting annoyed with them. And then our buddies like just in try to fuck this chick mode. And so then at about 10:45, I tell Jeff, like, we got to get the fuck out of here. Fuck these chicks. And he's like, all right, let me get an Uber. So we fucking just call an Uber. And it's literally like, now it's probably almost 11. And we just stand up out of nowhere, throw some cash on the table. And we're like, see you ladies, have a good night. And they're like, what, where are you going? Wait, where are you going? And we're like, we're out, take care, you know, have a great time. Leave them in this big ass 6-person booth, just fucking out, bitches. And we're like, walk outside, and our other friend who's just oblivious, he's like, what happens? Like, those bitches suck, we're going somewhere else. So we go to Rockin' Riley's, which is usually full of fucking hot chicks. We go to Rockin' Riley's. It's awful. It's just full of fucking a million dudes.
It wasn't rocking
at all. And so we get to the countdown or whatever. And, you know, usually you're around your friends. You give each other hugs. Happy New Year. I'm just in a bar full of fucking douchebags. No New Year's kiss. Just fucking one weird dude had me. This gay dude had me, like, pinballed, like, trying to fucking just aggressive gay dude. Like, so we had his. I would try to get by him, and he would just kind of.
I love
like,
denim.
Yeah. So I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here, man. I'm miserable. I hate New Year's Eve. It's like 12:30. We do the toast, everything. I'm like, I'm out of here, man. So I start walking home from Rockin' Riley's.
Solo mission.
I just fuck this. So I'm just pretending like this was 2013. It doesn't count in the new year. I'll start my new year later. I hate today. So I'm walking home.
Jesus.
Fucking walking home. I got to walk by the store. So I stop at the comedy store. I was like, I'll get a beer. I have a beer. I watch Brody drum. It's, you know, the store, nothing really going on. So then I start walking home. It's about 3:15 in my denim suit, gold shoes. You know, trying to talk myself out of like, I'm like, fuck it, man. Just tonight doesn't count. It'll be all right.
You talked yourself into that suit, man.
Yeah.
You should be able to talk.
The suit's dope. So I'm walking home. So then I'm about a mile from home, and then it hits me that I have to shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh no, this can't be happening to me right now. And it's like
got a mile to go, man.
It's 3 in the morning.
These aren't running
didn't
shoes.
Even get rips. Didn't even have the rips.
It's New Year's Eve. So I'm like, fuck, man, what am I going to do?
People are driving by, what? Yeah.
And I just got my head down and shit. So And when I shit, and I always say this, I shit my pants once a year forever. Mm-hmm. So part of me is like, this might be it right now, 3 years into the new year. At least I won't have to worry about it the rest of the year. So I'm walking, and there's nothing.
So it's 3 a.m.?
3 a.m. Yeah. I start to sweat bad. And like,
oh,
it's
man.
Coming.
You're ready to get the goal out of the way, man.
It's coming, right? So I fucking, I waddle
Where,
around.
You're
this,
on Sunset
I'm on
still?
Sunset Boulevard. Jeez, just walking by myself. I waddle around the corner like this casting agency, and there's like a bush, and I just fucking pull down my pants and just shit.
Come on, dude.
And I start to shit just on the side of the fucking in these bushes. I don't know what to do.
Hold on. How hidden are you?
Not that much. I just had to go.
And you're sober.
And I'm not even that drunk. I just have to shit because I ate all this buffalo chicken dip.
People
shit.
Are hitting at the stoplight looking at
no
like,
see really, the gold shoes. Like, what is that over there?
So no one could really
suit,
see me.
Shitting that bush?
So I'm shitting in this bush, and I grab like a paper sack, wipe my ass with it. Just the worst.
Paper sack?
I try to wipe my ass. Still, it's like a mile to go.
Every now and then, thank God for litter.
So So I wipe my ass with this fucking, you know, I shit a little. I wipe my ass with a fucking paper sack, and I'm like, fuck, man. And then, so now, I know I got shit's in my pants, like in my, I'm a good denim suit, right? So now I'm fucking, I come back out around the corner. There's a 7-Eleven like a block and a half. I'm like, I know I still have to shit. I just got to get to that 7-Eleven. So I go out and I'm on the street and I go and I fucking.
Are
just,
you worried that there's like shit stains on the back
on
of your pants?
I know, I can feel it. Like, ooh. I know there's shit back
the
there.
The people
right?
behind them are like,
but I have a sport coat
himself.
Like to cover like
tails.
I'm not,
that tails.
At this point, I'm not even worried
Venom
about
tails.
That. So I fucking, I see a 7. I see the 7-Eleven. Like a block and a half away. I'm like, if I get to that 7-Eleven, I can finish shitting in there. So I start to fucking. So I come out from around the corner, and there's traffic coming, but it's a ways away. I start fucking just waddling across the street.
Waddling.
A fucking cop.
Are people beeping and shit?
A cop gets on the microphone, use the crosswalk, and I just yell, I just fucking shit my pants as loud as I can. Because he's literally, he doesn't stop.
Okay.
But he just keeps going, but he gets on the microphone as he's driving by. Use the crosswalk down there. And I'm like, I just wiped my ass
with a paper bag.
So then I keep walking, and I get to 7-Eleven. I'm like, can I use the restroom? They're like, we don't have a restroom. I'm like,
what?
Motherfucker,
where do they
man.
Go? Yes,
can I use
do.
The corner next to the ATM?
So then I...
How about this styrofoam cooler right here?
So then I just grab a bunch of napkins, and then I go, like, now I'm behind Nerdist. I'm right there behind Nerdist still. Oh,
I know where you're at.
And I just fucking... So then I just squat down again, shit as much as the get the rest
in
of it.
In that parking lot back
yeah,
there?
Yeah, try to wipe what I can with these 7-Eleven napkins and fucking... And I never litter, but I don't even... I guess it counts
shit
littering.
Into a little Big Bite box.
Yeah, I just shit behind this thing, and then I fucking wipe my ass and just
two
throw it on the
ground. Two public shits.
And then I
just off
and
sunset.
Then I waddle the rest of the way home and fucking... Then I get home and immediately... You know, get in the shower, but my back of my denim suit that I love, it's just covered in shit. So I have to wash my denim suit in the shower.
Oh my God.
It was like 3:30 in the morning. I don't want to go down to the laundry. I didn't even want to start laundry. I just, you know, wipe it in the shower, rinse it out, try to get all the shit out of it. And then, take a shower and then had some ice cream and went to sleep.
Ice cream.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Holy
so
shit.
That's how I started my year. But it's been great after that. I just had a little bump in the road. Because I've always...
Bump in the road.
A little more than that.
A double bump in the road. But
at
I
least
always...
Two.
I have a fucked up like bladder. Like when I have to shit, it just hits me. Like I have to... I have like 45 seconds. I just have to go. So it's pretty shitty New Year. So I
mean, you say fucked up bladder?
Or whatever it is.
I was going to say, what the hell do you... I thought you were going to say you piss yourself and then you shit.
Come on. I'm better than
so
that.
So wait, you shit once a year?
I've shit my pants once a year a million times. I shit my pants at...
A million times?
Well, every year since I was like 18. One time...
That's a lot less than a million.
Whenever
shits,
I started drinking.
I tell you guys a story when Maroon 5 made me shit my pants.
What do you mean, like a gunpoint?
Fucking
do it, man! Shit, man!
I'll always
buy
hate
our CDs and Proactive and shit yourself.
I will always hate Maroon 5 for that. But this is like probably 2005, and it's like the height of Maroon 5 fame. And I'm in Vegas. I'm at the Palms, and we're upstairs in the Playboy Club, and it hits me that I have to shit. So I start going to the bathroom, and so I'm going through the crowd trying to get there.
So you don't get more of a warning than. right now, man.
I gotta
find
go.
Something now.
Yeah, my friend, any of my friends will be like, well, you can see it.
People
in
have
eyes.
That. It's like IBS. I mean, that's
yeah,
a.
Yeah.
That's,
everyone
you know,
says I have it. I
you have a. You're probably on the spectrum of IBS.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to change my diet or something.
IBS adjacent.
So, I start heading for the bathroom, and as I'm heading for the bathroom, fucking. There's only one path through the bathroom in the club, and as I'm heading, fucking Maroon 5 comes out the elevator. So the club just goes crazy, and they make a big deal, and security guards won't let you get by, and I'm like, once again,
I got a lammy.
Just big old drops of sweat coming down my face. Like, I can't shit. In my hometown, all my friends are with me at the club. It was my buddy's like sister's birthday. I was like, I can't shit my pants in the club. And so I'm just trying to get through it. I'm fucking just trying so hard to get through. I make it to the bathrooms. There's a line because, of course, those bathrooms, it's like a two-stall, and then they have the guy that has all the cologne and candy and shit.
Yeah.
There's a fucking big black guy waiting for this stall, and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go for it. Fuck it. Whatever happens. And I'm kind of like just pacing right next to it, and the stall opens. I just go for it. Big black dude just grabs my shoulder. Yo, bro, I'm next. And I'm like, yo, man, I'm going to shit my pants. I got to go. I swear to God, I got to go. As I'm arguing with them, someone else just slides in. So I'm like, fuck. And the black dude just like, he could see it in my eyes. Like, okay, you got next. Whatever. It's fine. So I'm just sitting there.
You
and
pacing
I'm,
or anything?
Yeah, just whole squeezing.
He physically grabbed you, though.
Squeezing. Yeah, grabbed me. Like, you can't do this.
Did, yell like, in? Did anyone yell in at the guy in there? Like, yo, man.
No, I was trying to conserve all my energy to fucking making sure I didn't shit in this club. Because I'm in tan khakis, right? So I fucking, the dude opens the door. I fucking fly in there. I start to pull my pants down. As I do, it just fucking launches on like the back, just boom, all over the place, right? So I sit down and I'm like, fuck, and I start trying to clean myself up because I'm in the, and I know the black guy's coming in next, and then there's like the bathroom attendant. I was worried about him seeing it. So I'm like,
he's worried about.
So I'm trying to like clean up my ass, and I'm cleaning up like the back of the stall and trying to throw everything away, and I gather myself and I think everything's done, and I'm like, all right, I made it. I survived it. You know, I got to wash my hands and everything. I'm good though, but.
I mean, I'm going shirtless the rest
so
of the night,
it.
But
I walk out and I clean my hands, and I just kind of look over my back shoulder to make sure everything's all right. But then like on my back, like right calf, there's like a tennis ball size like shit stain, and I'm like, oh no. So I can't get back in line. I don't know. I can't get back in line.
Who's this shirtless motherfucking khakis with shit stains on his pants?
I'm gonna be still shirtless over in your world.
No, I was dressed. So then I go out that restroom, and I go down the escalator to the downstairs to whatever moon or whatever club was, and I go in that bathroom. I go in a stall and just like dip toilet paper in there and like wash my calf off.
Anybody
as much
got
as I
a tie pen?
And then I go back up, and after like 20, you know, I've been gone for like a half an hour. My friends are like, "What happened?" And I told them the whole story, and then I have all these pictures at my house, and the whole night we would take group pictures, and everyone would just have one hand plugging their nose, pointing at me, and me standing there in the middle smiling. But that's the time fucking Maroon 5 made me shit my pants. And if I ever see Adam Levine,
not only Maroon 5, that dude that ducked in just
yeah,
before you, because had he not done that, you wouldn't have been as rushed. And probably, I feel still like you. Wouldn't
I just
have had
saw Lavelle Crawford. That's who I saw grabbing you. Like, yo, where you?
Hey man, I'm next.
Yeah, no, that's all
like,
I saw.
Yeah,
it was scary, but I was like. Desperate times, desperate measures.
Evidently.
I could tell you a million shit my pants stories. It's awful.
Well, we have time.
I've never shit my pants.
Not
never
like that. I've never like that. I haven't. No, man. I've told a story about my friend who had problems with his stomach, and it was the same thing, but it was even less. It was like right fucking now. Like
that's how
you need to be somewhere where you can go. But I've never shit myself like that. I mean, knock on wood on that one. I've certainly heard she squirted plenty of
yeah.
times, but I've never like full on.
My buddy has IBS or like, you know, same deal. And the first date he went on with his wife, they were at the mall and he had to go and he's like, oh, I just got to go to the bathroom. Ran in, both stalls were taken and he just turned around and went in a urinal. Yeah. Just dumped in a urinal and then like wiped and threw it in the trash and then washed his hands. And when he was getting ready to leave, there was a guy coming in when he was leaving the door, a guy was going in and he was just like, oh shit, this guy. And he goes, and he just says to the guy, he goes, hey man, I'd be careful, man. Some dude's shitting up. Yeah. Some dude's shitting a urinal.
Asshole did that over there, man.
Well, I guess I shit my pants more than I think, but I did it the other day at my house. And then I came out and my roommate and I was just like, hey, do we have a mop?
A mop?
And he was like, what happened? I was like, you don't want to know, bro. Because I fucking, It launches like when I hold it in. So then it's like my body just...
You're about to get a bunch of tweets from people with IBS, and they're going to give you some tips.
Well, people always tell me I should just go do it. I think I could take a pill, or I need to change my diet, obviously, but...
Yeah, ribs, cherry coke, and Funyuns.
Change your fucking pants, too, man. I carry a shit kit in my car.
Yeah, I should.
I have a shit kit in my car.
He does in his car.
Socks, just in case it runs down your fucking leg like that. Underwear, pair of jeans. Maybe. I don't know if I have tennis shoes in there or not, just in case. And then another t-shirt, because you never know when that creeps up your back.
I never thought
shit
of that.
Kit. And I also have some baby wipes in there, too.
I'll do that for shit sure.
You should put a roll of toilet paper in there, too.
Some people have
Think about it. Like, you're going on stage, you shit yourself right before you get on stage. You're like, bam, I got a whole new outfit in here.
You've never shit yourself and you have a kit. He does it once a year.
But the reason I do is because I've almost done that to myself, and I don't want that to happen. Like, where I was, I'll never forget the time. I know I've said it before, but I was in, like, Burbank. And wherever I was going, I had about a 20-minute ride, and it, like, fucking hit me. And I was in my Civic, original rim, and I was standing. With my foot on, I was going 90 on the 101 freeway, but I was literally standing up, like,
clenched.
Trying to hold it, clenched all the fucking way. Yeah, made it. I made it.
It's scary, man.
It's very scary.
It's one of the. It's the grossest stories.
Who else made you poop your pants?
No one else famous, really. Just Chipotle is the cause of all evil. I'm trying to think of the other times. Just a lot of times, like walking home or
Chipotle.
Driving.
I'll tell you a quick Chipotle story that's not poop related, just to get off of it for a second, but I do want to hear more. And this just makes me laugh. So I had a friend who had gone to, it's like the Chipotle at the bottom of the Beverly Center. I don't even know if it's still there, but they have outdoor seating also. So he went and got a burrito, and he went and put his shit outside, and he's like, oh, I didn't get my drink. So he walked back in real quick inside, and as soon as he did, he turns around, looks out the window. There's a homeless dude housing his burrito, just going for it. And he's like, look at, they're like, get, and he's like, get off me. And he ran back out. And instead of the guy just taking a fucking thing, he took like, and then threw it back down on the plate like he was going to finish it.
Yeah, you gotta just.
They gave him a new one. But it just. That right there is a microcosm of that guy's problems. He's a poor decision maker. It's probably why he's homeless. Take the fucking burrito and run. Why take 5 bites and throw it down like you're doing that guy a solid? Like, you can finish it, man. That's all I wanted.
He's just surviving. That guy's just surviving for the moment.
You take that shit. Take that plate and run, man.
Oof.
We got crazy homeless guys on my street, man. These like five black dudes, and they were cutting their, they were giving each other haircuts the other day right on the street.
Shut up.
Just like, I mean, it just, they have barbecues and shit, and they're, one dude.
They have barbecues?
One dude, he says he owns his building, but I think he's just like the manager, but we call him Spike Lease, and we've named him
Spike Lease.
They're the coolest black dudes, because my roommates at first, they don't, like, you know, like, Sickler, you, when you see black dudes, they just give you the what up, right?
Yeah.
See, that's how I am, but my two roommates, they're such, like, white nerds, they never will talk to them, so I'm like, you just gotta be cool to them, bring the recycling and shit, and, like, talk sports with them, and now we have a whole crew of them, but they...
I got a fade today. I got a fade, man.
Wait a minute, so how many of them are homeless, and how many actually live in the...
They're like, oh, I think one lives in the building, but then there's, like, five homeless, but they're crazy, man. They just sit up.
Can you
there.
Imagine the headlights and shit they're passing back and forth and those clippers? Jesus Christ. Just, you know, he doesn't have one for every person.
Not even,
he's not out there spraying it and shit in between guys.
There's no blue solution. Yeah,
there's no blue liquid for your comb,
man. It's not clippers. It's like a fucking sitting on two milk crates and a fucking razor blade shaving this dude's
head.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, it was, like, real. And my roommate just walked by, because my roommate's always like...
Is that rusty?
He gets so mad about... where we live sometimes, he's like, man, it's fucking... Because the homeless people are crazy. They'll just come up and scream in your face, and they seem to always do it to him, and he'll always just be like... I'll just see him catch him, like, keep walking. He'll just be like, I got to fucking move, man. I'll just hear him mumbling to himself, I got to get out of here, man. I can't fucking live like this. I'm like, come on, man. We live in Hollywood. It's cool. He's like, I just can't live like this.
I have a homeless guy story I've never told, actually. This is one of my favorite homeless guy stories. I'm glad you said homeless guy. So... A couple friends of mine had come out here. This is years. It's like maybe 10 years ago, maybe longer. But they'd come.
Maybe 11?
Maybe 11. They came to visit. And they wanted to do the standard typical sightseeing stuff. It was so I take them around. It's three of my friends. And Christy. Christy was one. Jay knows Christy. Christy's out here with us. So we're in front of Man's Chinese Theater, okay? And we're across the street on, like, the Kimmel side. So they wanted to take a nice bigger picture of it. And as they're lining up for a picture, here comes this homeless guy coming down the sidewalk. And what he's this, all right, now I got to explain it. So, you know those basketball poles that you see in like cul-de-sacs and suburbs? They've got that like it's got wheels, but it's filled with like sand or whatever and shit.
Okay. The base.
Yes, the base, but it has the wheels on the front so you could like wheel it.
Yeah.
This guy, it's as if it's his cross of Jesus carrying. He is now imagine this. The pole is to his back and the rim, if he's standing under it and he's got his hands through the rim like this and pulled it down so that it's his head is through the net and the pole and the shit's back behind him and he's wheeling it forward down the sidewalk. Okay.
Did it look new?
It did not look new. It definitely looked lifted.
Mm-hmm.
And he is just coming down and everyone's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, look at this fucking guy. This guy's pulling a goddamn basketball pole down Hollywood Boulevard. We're not even in, there's not even a neighborhood anywhere near you that you probably took that from. So they go to snap a picture and they're taking a picture of the theater. But as he's crossing, he sees the camera snap. So he gets pissed. And he's like, give me a dollar. And we're like, what? And he's like, dollar picture. We're like, I was like, we're not. And so Christy gets scared. I'm like, we're not taking a picture of you. He's like, I just saw a flash. I'm like, they're taking a picture of the theater across the street. He's like, give me a dollar. And I was like, we're not giving you shit, man. Get the fuck out of here. You got a stolen goddamn basketball pole on your back. And he looks at me and goes, well, fuck you, Mr. Belvedere. What? Dude, straight called me Mr. Belvedere. I laughed and I died on that right there.
Mr. Belvedere.
I'm like, Mr. Belvedere. And he just kept walking on. I started laughing because in his fucked up mind, I guess I look like a version of Mr. Belvedere. And I also wondered if like that was about the time he went homeless in the last TV show he would remember watching. You know what I mean?
Mr. Belvedere.
I'll never forget that.
See, I'll take you one-on-one right now. And then he walked away.
That is amazing.
He probably calls everybody dude, Mr. Belvedere.
You know what?
Anybody that has anything that he,
you know. You're probably right. You're making me feel less special though, man.
Oh, sorry. That is a compliment, actually. Yeah, they wheeled. You could see them wheeling crazy shit. I don't know where they go with all that shit.
I have no idea where they. Where is he going with that pole? I have no idea. And why carry it? Unless you're going to make some kind of money off of it. Just, why are you carrying it? It was heavy, man. It took him a while to get down the sidewalk. It wasn't like he was sprinting.
If you have nothing else to do during the day, though, maybe you look for an activity. Like, oh, there's a hoop. I'll just take that.
I'm going to work my triceps.
Who knows what I'm going to get out of this? You know what I mean? You never know.
I wish he just played one-on-one with him or something. He's just challenging motherfuckers on the streets. What you want, 8 foot?
That would be hilarious. A guy just rolls his own rim around. Right now. Right now. 8. I can drop to 8. I can drop to 8.
Goaltending's
you,
legal.
11? You 11? Yeah. Goaltending's legal.
We used to always play, drop down to 9 and play goaltending's legal. I just sit underneath and jump up and boom. Nobody scored on me.
I just went and picked never up coached, man. Derek. He had a sports camp. I went and picked him up. And they're all playing horse and shit. So I'm just in there. I was like, I'll play you horse. It's me, him, and this other little tiny Asian kid. And I'm just talking shit to him the whole time.
Who, the Asian kid?
Both of them.
Oh, okay.
And they're trying, you know, they're trying like the half court shots and all this stuff. And I just went right up under the basket. And I'm doing simple little layups. And they're just missing everything. And I was like, it's the easy ones. I go, this one's left-handed. And they could not fucking get them. I'm just dropping them. Then I go up and I'm like, you guys know what a grandma fucking shot is? And they're like, what's that? And I was like, it's underhand like this. Swished it. And I was like, make them. They couldn't. I just crushed them. I don't even think anybody got a letter on me, man.
Do you, I mean, I see your what do you have a go-to horse or pig shot?
Just a simple layup.
Just, I mean, but against us that wouldn't work. I mean, I get it, you're crushing against 10-year-olds, you're dominating.
You think it wouldn't, but I'll bet you more often than not you miss
a layup.
Yeah. Come not on. Actual layup. You just stand under it and bank it off the backboard.
I know that one. I have a couple go-tos.
What do you use?
One of my go-tos is standing behind the backboard and going up and over.
Okay.
I got a nice touch on that.
You must, because a lot of cables up there, man.
I go up and over, no big deal. And then my other one that's a go-to is I go to the corner of the court, okay? And I put 1 foot has to be on the baseline and one on the sideline like that. And then you have to stand flat-footed and make that shot.
That's a hard shot.
Yeah,
go for the back of the rim, man. Back rim. You go for back rim on those.
I'm really good at half court shots because that's all I used to shoot, but I have a half court shot that I use.
Snuck into a competition.
Yeah, I'll win that. If I ever get a shot, I'll win it.
What's your tip? Do you put the backspin on it and backboard, or are you going straight for?
No, just like, straight, just like a shot. But I have
run and shoot.
But I have a special shot that I use where I do it like a shot put. So I start at like the other 3-point line, and then I spin, and then I just you can just like
you literally you spin,
still, and you could still shoot it like a one handed long jumper, and it I can make it a lot of.
Oh, not from half court. You're talking
no,
about
from half court. Yeah.
Oh, really?
So you spin, and then you have that momentum anyway, and then you just then it literally is just like a baseball shot. But then you just like launch it. But it's still
I
like
want a Chevy Trailblazer last week, man.
I've been dying to try to do that. The girl I dated back in Vegas, because that's all rigged all the time anyway. And then I was
what is
like who gets
who
picked?
Gets to pick.
Who gets
so
it?
Then it was
okay,
supposed
yeah.
to be me versus
it's the dealership's nephew. Come yeah. on out here, man. So for some new tires,
it was supposed to be me versus my best friend, but we never got to do it because we broke up. But the guy that trained me, my mentor in Vegas, the runner guy, he made one at UNLV.
Really?
Layup, free throw, 3-pointer, half court, and won. So he got like a shitty Saturn for like a year, but he ended up just donating
for
the
a year.
Well, you get a year lease for it.
You win
get,
this.
You didn't get a
for
you didn't
a
get
year.
A win, or you got like a or you got like a cash thing, and he just gave it to it because he was rich anyway. But he cashed it, and it was awesome. I mean, made them all four in a row. Place went fucking
four?
Crazy. We had to make a
layup free throw.
Oh, okay, okay.
But he
okay.
cashed it, and we went fucking bonkers.
Yeah, man. I mean, how can you? Do you ever see that one that dude that hit it and then at That's the Heat game and LeBron tackles him?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
God, what's
he
better
could
than
never
that?
Make
my
that
mother
could have
fucking thrown a football. We'd had a Chrysler Laser.
Oh
man.
Yeah, I love that story.
Chrysler Laser, man. Still,
I wish they still had that contest.
Somewhere it exists in some parking lot somewhere, but I doubt they're giving a car
you can't,
away.
You can't win anything though. Like it's all
they don't
rigged.
Give great shit away anymore these days. And now it's more like you know two tickets to fucking a theme park or some shit like that, or four free tickets to sit in the upper deck back here at Staples. That kind of shit, where you can buy hot dogs for $50.
We had a family back home that would practice all the carnival games, and then when the carnival would come, they would just clean up. Like, you know, like when you pick up a bottle with a fishing pole,
they could
nail that shit. And they would fucking come out and just...
What the fuck y'all doing, man? Get ready for the carnival, man.
Yeah.
Go clean up, didn't you?
They're just training in their backyard.
I want 46 goldfish in 10 minutes over here.
They were good at all that shit. Fucking the softball in the bucket, the
fishing
pole,
basket.
Pick up the...
The milk bottle or something. What about the one where...
The milk bottle with the softball you hit?
Yeah, that one.
They were good at... They couldn't make, like, the hoop is all rigged. Like, some of it
well,
you could just never win.
I just taught Derek that. We went to... and again, I'll loosely... They're trying. The Italian Festival here in Los Angeles. They're trying. And we went over. He was like, I want to shoot. I'm like, I'm not giving you money to shoot. Come over here. And we went to the side of the rim. And I was like, that is an oval rim. Like, it has to go in perfectly, and it's probably not going to go in anyway. It might not even fit. I wasn't sure if it
he can't
even
make a layup. What makes you think he's going to get an oval rim?
You're right, man.
Yeah, that shit's so rigged.
So rigged. I love that they are you good at any carnival games? I'm really good at skee ball.
Do you have a go-to move in skee ball?
Yeah, a gypsy taught me at a carnival. That's why I got good at it.
Is it you bounce off the side,
yep.
come up? Yeah.
Bang, bang.
You know what? My buddy's little sister taught me, so you had
bang,
a gypsy
bang.
Teach you.
Wait, so you guys can win?
Well, yeah,
instead of going head-on, you know what I mean, rolling the ball head-on, you bank it off the sidewall so it goes boink and then
basically like a layup. At the last quarter of that track on the right or left side, you bank it off and it'll pop off, and if you get it won't get up into the corner like 500 but if you get it right you can steady drop hundreds on it. So we used to go with like my niece and nephew. I got good at it, and as a matter of fact a friend of mine when I was in I don't remember high school college at this point, I was seeing this girl, and we had a skee ball straight up competition for a fun evening, we'll just say.
Nice.
Crushed her.
I got
crushed. Her.
Cash tickets in.
I got
87.
I got a remote control car, man.
I was saying I got good at that game, but it was just have your buddy go try to cash out his tickets, and then you climb up the thing and reach your hand.
That's what I used to do too. I'd be like, walk up,
and
put it into five.
Reach in.
Really?
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
if you get caught walking, I'm like, get your kid off the damn thing, man.
Well, that was before they had the net in front of it.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. should be able to just walk up and put them.
Yeah,
right
put them
in.
That's what we used to have the kid do. Yep. Well, see, at Chuck E. Cheese, the beautiful thing at Chuck E. Cheese, if you have kids, is there's a bank at the top. And if you can beat the top score, you'll get all those that are up there. But as soon as somebody wins, then it goes back to zero. So we used to wait until that thing got up there and then just get up there and take that shit and just have the tickets kicking out and all the kids are coming over like looking on. And then we would take the tickets up and give, like, just let it whoever had them, strangers, kids. And
we
stuff.
Used to, when the tickets would be coming out, you keep pulling.
Does that work?
Yeah, yeah, it does.
I mean, you get two or three.
Every now and then, man, they get a good slip.
One time, we were all on a basketball camp, and I kicked one of the machines, and the thing popped open, and we got to have all the tickets, when they're stacked on top
break
of each other.
Break the governor, man.
Dispenser. So we grabbed, we probably had 1,000 tickets. Bought a bunch of shit.
Such a rip-off.
I don't feel bad about that at all.
Flammable stuffed animals and shit.
We used to pull this move. Did you ever do this? You take a dollar bill when you're going to a Coke machine, and then you put tape on the edge, with a thing, so you put it in, and when it registered, then you pull it right back up.
But that
you
works.
Still get credit for the dollar.
I could never do shit.
That
we
works.
Used to do it all the time. Yeah. We used to do that, and we would take a paper clip, and you put it in the payphone, the speaker part, you stuck it in there, and then you stuck it up against the thing, and it would just register as a quarter, and you dial.
Oh, I didn't know.
I don't know how to do that one.
I think I told you guys what we used to do was just steal the machines.
I steal the whole payphone. I got a phone booth in my house.
Him and the homeless guy rolling down the street with a payphone.
Payphone should just be free now, anyway.
Yeah,
that would be. That'd be nice.
We used to, they're just two things. You put a quarter in. They're little. You could just grab them, and they're usually by a front door somewhere.
What are they?
Just two, you mean, when you put the quarter and then you spin
March
them.
Of Dimes thing?
Yeah, yeah. We never got the March of Dimes.
Those.
Only for profit. If it was charity, we did it. Because we did this when we were I was probably 20. But we needed money and we would steal those. And then we would just get drunk and then it would be all candy. And one time we stole one with rubber balls. One of the dumbest decisions we ever made. We got wasted and we ate a bunch of candy like runts and shit. And then we would play this game.
Where Sprees.
Remember Spree?
Yeah. Still around?
Hot tamales, Mike and Ike's. We're eating all this candy, which probably had glass in it because we just bust the glass open like fucking idiots. But I just remember one time we got super drunk. We ate a bunch of candy, and then we had all those bouncy balls, and we just played this game where everyone got five bouncy balls, and you went in the living room, and you just shut out the lights, and then someone just counted down 3, 2, 1, go, and you just started launching them. And they just bounce around. Just the dumbest fucking thing you could ever think
windows?
Of. No, because they're just a little bounce, but they still hurt when they
took an eye
you.
Out. Yeah. Took an eye out.
We robbed a ATM thing. not an ATM. Where you put the dollar in and then it shoots out the quarters, just a
changer.
It was a big one at a Fairfield hotel, and we were scared because there was this big black dude that was the front desk dude. But we had set it all up, and we stole this big ass thing, and we didn't. So we took it home and we beat the shit out of it with a crowbar in the basement for hours.
How'd you get it out?
What do you mean? It was just plugged into the wall, but it was big. It was
Almost the size of me.
Yeah,
the thin ones.
It was thin, narrow. It took three of us, and we threw it in the back of a Jimmy.
No one saw you?
No, it was a hotel.
Yeah.
So it was 1 in the morning. So if you come in the front desk and you go right, there's a little game room, and then there was a side door. Mm-hmm. So no camera. So we stole it, and we fucking took it home, and we...
That thing was durable, huh?
Beat the shit out of it for hours, right? We finally...
Like a hostage.
Couldn't get a word out of him.
Finally. Yeah.
You're going to open up, motherfucker.
We finally busted it open and...
25 cents.
It busts open and you see there's a thing that shows where the dollar bills are. So we just see this dollar bill. We're like, fuck, we're going to be rich.
Singles, man.
Splitting this three ways, man.
We think this thing's just Singles. Full of dollars. And then we bust open that part. There's $1 and then $99 worth of quarters in there.
$100.
$100. So now we have this big-ass thing. We got to get rid of it.
Nobody was changing dollars.
We get rid of it. We're trying to get rid of it. It's
one
fucking,
guy changed dollars.
But even in that hindsight, the most we could have ever got was $100. The risk-reward is so stupid. So then my buddy's like, I know where we'll dump this, and we fucking...
It's a body now. They're going to dump it.
We drive up into this Monterey, into this area, and we're going to drop it behind these houses. But this is in the middle of the winter. So we drive up there to drop it off, to fucking dump it off, and our Jimmy gets stuck.
Of course.
So we fucking throw it in the...
You
in,
shit
in
your
like
pants.
Field.
I mean, it's a whole thing.
The three of us get in a fucking huge argument because one of us didn't want to go there. I don't even know. We were just so fucking mad at each other because we thought we were screwed. And we all fucking just walked home in separate directions fucking
and
hating
left
each
it?
Other. Well, we had to leave the... We dumped it down the thing, but we couldn't even leave the Jimmy. We just left the Jimmy... And then Chance had to come get it the next day. But we were all so mad at each other because we were arguing if we should go up there or not. And then we're like, we're going to be in big trouble. And in hindsight, of course, we wouldn't have gotten in big trouble. But when you're young, you think, you think you're going to get in. That's the one thing. Once you become an adult, you're like, you're not really going to get in trouble for any of this shit unless you kill somebody or you don't have to be. You're never going to be in trouble.
You don't have any priors. You're probably going to
Or you can pay $200, whatever. Yeah. But back then, we thought we were fucking. And we had a secret. So we stole all those candy machines, and we had a big party. And then we had like this hidden like attic.
You ever hear of trick or treat, man?
And then the cops.
Shit's free, you know.
No, but
people
you
actually give it. People actually give it to you.
But then the cops came, and we had all these hidden in this attic. And if they would have found it, I think we'd have been in big trouble. Like in this fucking secret like attic in the garage. And we were like, we got to get rid of this shit. We're gonna be in. Life of crime, we're out.
When life of crime, man.
When I was 16 and we went to Europe for a month and played soccer, I never stole anything. I'm not a big thief. But we ran out of fucking money and we stole everything over there. Like dumb shit too. It started getting good to us. And one time, I'm pretty sure I've told a few of these stories, but this one I have not. So we were in England and we were on, you know, a nice what do you call it? Like tour buses, but you know.
Oh, the double decker?
No, not double deckers, but like two team buses, but they were nice. They were charter buses. So we stop at this gas station and there's like, at this time, several teams had met up. Like there's the under 16, under 12. We went in, I mean, everyone stole shit out of there and the fucking, they called the police. So we were wondering why we were still sitting on this bus. And they show up in Jaguars, and we're like, oh, shit, something's going on. Somebody got caught here. And the cop comes on the bus, and he takes a bag, and he's like, I'm going to tell you right now, you guys don't want to be prosecuted? Just put the shit you took in this bag. This, we needed two bags.
Oh, my God.
Two bags on our bus. Okay. And then when they got off the bus and we took off, everybody pulled their shit out. Like, still got three muskets here. You still had so much left. Because when we asked for another bag, we knew that we didn't have to put anything else in there if we filled two fucking bags. They were like, holy shit, we robbed that little store blind.
Yeah, see what happens? You bring in kids from Baltimore over there?
That's right.
Wasn't just Baltimore, man. It was round nation.
We used to just rob the mini-mart by my, well,
Americans.
And it helped, too, because all my friends were black, so I could just rob whatever, man. No one would ever think I was doing anything. And I would just, I was the worst one. I'm probably, all my friends are all good dudes, and like, but if you really.
I don't know what's going on. Let's talk to this white kid. I don't know what's going on here.
If
let's
we
talk
walked
to white
in,
kid.
They'd be like. They would just sweat them, and I would just fucking load up. My favorite thing to do to, like, and if I had, like, an innocent friend who was, like, a pussy, this is back when it was, like, black starter coats.
I mean, a nice guy. He's a nice kid.
I used to, like, to fire a live round off in a liquor store and run.
I used to, if it was, like, a big coat and he had a big hood, when he wasn't looking, I'd just put what I wanted to steal and put it in his hood. Then I'd walk out and be like, thanks, player. And he'd be like, oh, I could have gotten so much trouble. My mom would have killed me. I was like, they didn't even know.
I had a friend that was good at it. I mean, I'm not going to say stealing. I'm going to say shoplifting. He was good at shoplifting. Mm-hmm. Little shit. Back in the day when they didn't have the cigarettes behind the counter, he would always pick up two. He'd walk around for a little bit, and then he would put one back. He'd put one in his pocket and then go buy one. And they never knew whether he picked up one or two, and he would get away with it. I mean,
we do it.
The streak is probably still alive.
We do it every day now because you got to have your own bags when you bring them into
Whole Foods.
Yeah.
So then you
everywhere,
just,
not just you know so that plastic then, bag.
You
man,
just
man.
Put yeah. one thing that you want in your bag, and then you when you put it on the scale just thinks that's your what your bag weighs. I mean, you can't put like a fucking cantaloupe or something.
But how do you scan it though?
You don't have to. It's just your bag.
He doesn't.
You don't
That's why it's
at all.
Stealing.
Say what now?
So
explain to me how you're doing this.
It weighs the weight of your bag, and everyone's got different bags, so they don't know. You might have like a leather bag. So
those like when you get mocked.
Carry on.
Look, he's trying to say. He's trying to think of what to say, but not say exactly what it is.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you exactly what happens. But if you get something like Mach 3s or something that's like expensive, but they're thin.
Mm-hmm.
So then, when you get all your stuff,
so I couldn't get a casserole dish.
No. Okay. But you could put a Snickers or something in there, and then the bag.
So you're throwing something light in the bag, and then you're buying the bag.
No, it's your own bag you bring from your house. Oh. Well, so then you just set the bag on the weight thing, and then it just registers, oh, that's how much the bag weighs. Whereas, like, if you just put the
then
bag
you start
on
putting
there,
your real shit in.
But if you try to put one thing in there, it'll be like, oh, you got to scan that.
Got it.
So it's just the initial weight. I hope no one's listening at Ralph's, but.
That's a good one.
We got you. Mm-hmm. Suck it.
Got yourself checking, motherfucker.
Oh.
What's the code on lemons? I like doing my own self-check shit. I'm like, what's the code on lemons? I can do this.
You do it with the lemons and everything?
Garlic, whatever it is. I like to self-check, man. I don't want to sit there and wait.
I don't mind the self-check either. It's fun.
We were in line the other day for a guy that was arguing for $1 back. $1. And I mean, we sat in line for over 5 minutes. I was like, I will give you $1. Can I just give you $1? We have to get the fuck out of here.
You wouldn't give that guy the basketball net a buck, but you give this guy one.
Only because we didn't take a picture of him.
Good point.
You should have taken a picture of the guy that wanted $1 and say, "Yeah, I'll give you a dollar and let me post this to show what a fucking asshole you are." Like, why are you taking a picture of you? Well, I just want to show the world.
The asshole who, it's holding up 10 minutes of my fucking life right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's how you speed things up. You go, I just want to take a picture of you to show everyone why I'm late because you needed a dollar. And they'll be like, you know what? I'm out of here.
Well, speaking of out of here, Tobler, we are out of time. Thank you again for coming,
for
as always.
Me. Yeah, thanks for bringing
great
those stories,
episode.
Too.
Of course, I save them for you guys.
One more time with all your promotion, please.
Just Brant Tobler. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on just follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Brant Tobler. I'm putting together a tour, 31 cities. So if you want me to come to your town, send me a message and we'll do it. They're just bar shows, stage shows, but I'll do it March, April, and May. So I've got like 21 places. I need 10 more. So if you want me to come to your town, send me a message and I will be there and we will make a story and I will tell it on here and these guys will yell your name.
There it is.
That's motivation.
Awesome, man. That's awesome.
Thank you guys always. Your fans
always,
are the best.
Man. Always
the
great best. To have you. As always, Jay Larson Comedy, jlarsoncomedy.com.
I'm Ryan Sickler on Twitter, ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.